Let's enjoy masterpieces. Happy readers. Grade 2. Anne of Green Gables.
Chapter 1. Green Gables. Matthew Cuthbert was an old man, almost 60 years old. He and his sister Marilla lived at Green Gables. It was a small farm near the town of Avonlea. On this day, Matthew was wearing his best clothes. He was excited. It was a special day. He drove to the train station in Avonlea. "Has the 5:30 train arrived yet?" Matthew asked the station master. "Yes, it has," replied the station master. "And a little girl is waiting for you now over there." Matthew was shocked. "A little girl? But we were expecting a boy." Matthew and Marilla had decided to adopt a boy from an orphanage. Matthew wanted someone to help him on the farm. Matthew saw a thin girl with red hair. She saw Matthew looking at her and ran to him. "Are you Mr. Cuthbert of Green Gables?" Before Matthew could reply, she continued talking. "I'm very excited to meet you," she said. "I was really happy to hear that you wanted to adopt me." Matthew didn't know what to say. He felt sorry for the little girl. Matthew decided to take the girl home. Marilla could tell her it was a mistake, he thought. However, Matthew enjoyed listening to her on the way back home. She talked a lot. Matthew didn't have to say anything. "My parents died when I was very young," she said. "I've always been poor, so I don't have any nice dresses. But I just imagine that I'm wearing a beautiful dress. Then I'm happy. Do you imagine things sometimes?"
"Well, not often," replied Matthew.
"I'm not talking too much, am I? Please tell me if it bothers you." Matthew smiled at her and said, "You can go on talking. I like listening to you." When they arrived at Green Gables, Marilla came to the door to greet them. She was smiling, and her arms were open. But when she saw the little girl, she suddenly stopped. "Matthew, who's this?" asked Marilla. "Where's the boy?" Matthew sighed. The orphanage made a mistake. They sent a girl instead of a boy. The child was listening carefully. Suddenly, she started to cry. "Oh, you don't want me," she cried. "Now you'll send me back."
"Oh, now," said Marilla, as she put an arm on the girl's shoulders.
"Don't cry." "Oh, this is just the worst thing in my life," the girl cried out. Marilla felt sorry for the girl. "Well, you can stay here just for tonight," she said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your name?
The girl stopped crying.
Would you please call me Cordelia? She asked.
Cordelia, is that your name?
No, it isn't. But it's a very beautiful name, don't you think? Said the girl. I like to imagine that my name is Cordelia, because my real name, Anne Shirley, is not very nice.
Marilla shook her head. This girl has too much imagination, she thought.
When the girl was in bed, Marilla spoke to Matthew. She must go back to the orphanage tomorrow. Matthew coughed a little. Marilla, don't you think... He stopped. She's a nice little thing, you know.
Matthew Cuthbert, said Marilla. She only called him by their last name when she was angry.
Are you telling me that you want to keep her?
Matthew was uncomfortable and a little nervous. Well, she's clever and interesting and... But we don't need a girl, said Marilla. She'll be hard to take care of and not much help to us.
Perhaps she needs us. Matthew replied. Look, Marilla, she's had an unhappy life. She can help you in the house. I can get a boy from the village to help me on the farm. What do you think? Marilla thought for a long time. She did feel sorry for the girl. Finally, she said, All right, I agree. The poor child can stay. I'll look after her. Matthew smiled. Be kind to her, Marilla. I think she needs a lot of love.